Good morning, coming up on 740 here on the Mighty 690. And it is time for our monthly Montgomery County Action Council update. And we're joined by Executive Director Melissa Johnson. Good morning, Melissa. How are you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing great. Thank you.
Good to have you here in studio. And start of spring. It's an exciting time. A lot of stuff getting cranked up, even though it's a bit of a return to winter here these last couple days. We know that it is happening, and things are starting to green up. So it's pretty exciting in my book.
Absolutely. Spring has sprung, but so have my allergies. So
I know.
Bear with me today.
That's okay. Hey, you know, for some of the folks who may not be as familiar with the Montgomery County Action Council, you got a few objectives, within the Action Council. And you want to remind us of those, just so we, you know, kind of keep those top of mind?
Absolutely. Well, as you may know, Montgomery County Action Council is the economic development agency for the county, and we are tasked with focusing on recruiting and retaining jobs, which will help us to expand the tax base and spread those taxes out over a larger audience. We're also tasked with promoting economic diversity, so not only encouraging industry and businesses to the community, but also focusing on small businesses and entrepreneurship as well. And then we like to take a holistic approach to economic development by enhancing the quality of life for all citizens. And that means focusing on things like infrastructure, childcare, affordable housing.
Excellent. Well, all good stuff. So I know you have some updates on our 2024 initiatives that you want to get into. So where do you want to start with that?
Sure. So last month when I was here, I talked a little bit about our talent attraction and recruitment and retention campaign. And really, that's just basically about trying to encourage individuals to relocate to Montgomery County, bring those talents to our community to help fill some of the job openings in the community. So those targeted ads actually started hitting social media last week. We're blasting those on Google, LinkedIn, Facebook, and even TikTok, trying to attract those individuals to consider Montgomery County as their next home. Those ads have been highlighting our community assets and focusing on some of the employer recruitment and retention initiatives that they have in place. So think about incentives. Maybe that would be like a retention incentive. So if you stick around and you work for the company for 2 or 3 years, they give you a retention bonus. Some companies also have student loan reimbursement, down payment assistance, and those types of things. So these ads are targeting those job seekers and encouraging them to click on our website to learn more. And then they are able to fill out some information, including their resume. And then we're sharing all of those resumes with the MAC business members, which will kind of give them an opportunity, first opportunity to reach out to those individuals and encourage them to apply for the job and consider, calling Montgomery County home.
Well, that's great. And I know that we still have a little bit of time left within the statewide rural opportunity zone for those people moving maybe back in out of state, something like that. If they've had residency in another state, they could kind of double up with that and still take advantage of that, some of those incentives there.
Absolutely. And as you've talked about, the rural opportunity zone is a great way for people to, not have to pay their state income tax, which is fantastic. Fingers crossed we can get that renewed again for the upcoming years. But if not, we do have our incentive plans available as a supplement to those.
Excellent. And then I know you have some services for members as well that you'd like to point out.
Absolutely. So as I mentioned, they're getting priority access to those resumes for the individuals that are interested in calling Montgomery County home. So our business members can click on a link that we can provide to them to view those resumes and then reach out to those individuals. But other things that we're doing, value-added services for our members, includes providing member spotlights throughout the year. So we have a different member spotlight, with this month being Agriculture Month, National Agriculture Month. We're featuring all of our ag members here in Montgomery County.
Yeah, and this is actually, I think, the National Agriculture Day here.
So
which is great. So that's fantastic. Now, you mentioned the membership. Is that kind of like a wider area Chamber of Commerce sort of thing? Would you relate it to that?
Sure, I really would. So, it's all about Chambers of Commerce are just like the Montgomery County Action Council when it comes to promoting business and industry within the community. So we are a partner with our local chambers, and that's what our membership does. With our membership, you can not only get access to some of those value-added services that I already mentioned, but you can also attend our quarterly meetings where we have updates from all of our community leaders on what type of economic development increases and improvements they've seen in the community.
Excellent. Well, and then I know, you know, in addition to, you know, supporting those existing businesses, we also have some good quality of life updates here.
That's right. You are certainly correct. You know, last year in November, we rallied the troops and we all took off together, you know, to Iola, Kansas for the KDOT, which is Kansas Department of Transportation Listening Tour. And we took quite a few members from out our community. I want to say we probably had 35 to 40 members throughout the community that attended the event to talk about the need for improvements in transportation in our community. And KDOT just recently announced that they're allocating $70 million for highway improvements here in Montgomery County. The majority of those improvements are going to be on 169 and 160, and this is the largest investment in road projects in Montgomery County since Highway 400 was created back in the 1990s. So it's a very exciting time.
You know, and that's a, you bring that up. People don't realize at least how blessed we are to have, you know, the Highway 400 but that we do. I know that, you know, it'd be nice to have more passing lanes and that sort of thing. But I was actually looking back at one of my dad's old maps from before. It had the proposed 400 mm-hmm. expansion here in the southeast part of the state. And I was like, oh my gosh, you had to like loop up like through Fredonia and go straight for a while and then like zigzag kind of your way over. So what we have is a far cry from what we, you know, it was so much better than what we used to have. Obviously, there's more improvement would be great. But yeah, this, especially on 160 and 169, is going to be a big deal.
Absolutely.
So as far as upcoming events that we have coming on the docket, what are you looking at?
Tomorrow, there's actually going to be a community-wide job fair in Independence. This is put on by Southeast Kansas Works. They're going to have that at the high school gym in Independence from 12:30 to 2:30. And there are already over 17 employers that are signed up to attend. This is open to the community, so job seekers do not need to register. They just need to show up with their resumes in hand. And we encourage everyone to dress for success. There are wonderful, great-paying jobs available within our community, throughout the county, and our surrounding counties. So we would encourage anyone who's looking for better employment opportunities to visit the job fair tomorrow from 12:30 to 2:30.
Excellent. I mean, that's a great opportunity. And people don't even realize we have, you know, businesses here that are nationally and worldwide recognized for, you know, their manufacturing and their high quality products. So and being a part of that is something that I think would be really, really neat.
You bet.
Now, we do have the quarterly meeting coming up. I know you alluded to this a little bit earlier. So when is that going to be?
That will be this Thursday, March 21st. It's going to be in Caney at the Caney Golf Club starting at 5:30. And we already have over 60 individuals registered to attend. Our keynote speaker is going to be Melody Kickert. She is the county appraiser for Montgomery County. And she's going to be talking about how taxes are calculated and some of the things that you can do to help improve you know, your community by investing in your houses.
And is that who is that meeting open to? Do you need to RSVP? How does that work?
You do need to RSVP. And if you haven't done so already, we would encourage you to call the office. You can reach us at 620-331-3830. Registration is already closed, but if there's someone who forgot to register, we can certainly add them to the list.
Okay, very good. And then we do have some more excitement on the way. I know the Midland is going to be having kind of their open house coming up here at the end of the week, but you have another, there's another event that's going to be going on at the Midland.
That's right. That's right. So if you don't have the opportunity to hit their open house, you'll have another opportunity to peek behind the curtain, so to speak, at the business after hours that Montgomery County Action Council is putting on. That's going to be coming up on April 17th from 4:30 to 6:30. It'll be a come and go networking event with an opportunity to see the improvements that have already been made at the theater. We'll have some refreshments and beverages, and donations will be accepted that will go to the Midland Theater Foundation. So we're very happy to be partnering with them.
Excellent. That is wonderful. And then we do have, I know Candy Westbrook has mentioned it here, the Women in Business Conference coming up.
Yes. As I mentioned before, MAC is a great partner with the various chambers throughout our community. And Candy was nice enough to reach out to Montgomery County Action Council and ask us to participate. So we're actually going to be partnering with SBDC, which is the Small Business Development Center, and Network Kansas to do a workshop over funding and resources that are available to women-owned business. It's going to be a great event. They'll have four or five speakers, and they'll have a panel of women-owned businesses to talk about some of the challenges and some of the successes that they've had as small business owners.
Excellent. Well, anything else, Melissa, that you want to bring to our attention here as we talk with Executive Director of the Montgomery County Action Council, Melissa Johnson?
Thank you. I would just say that we are in the middle of our membership drive, so if you are interested in becoming a member of Montgomery County Action Council, you can visit our website, actioncouncil.com, click on membership, and then click on become a member.
Excellent. Well, if folks are interested in getting a hold of you, Melissa, what is the best way to do that?
They can email me, director@actioncouncil.com, or they can give me a call at the office, 620-331-3830, and my direct extension is 1001.
Okay, Melissa, well, I appreciate you coming on board here this morning and all that you're doing for the county. I think we got some very bright days ahead.
Thanks, James.
All right, that is Executive Director of the Montgomery County Action Council, Melissa Johnson, and we get to talk with Melissa each and every third Tuesday of the month at 7:40. Unfortunately, we don't have Lisa Wilson coming in studio here today. She had a last-minute thing come up, so we will have a little bit of programming from K-State Research and Extension in the meantime, and then we're going to be talking with folks from the Independence VFW. That will be at 9:10. We'll have an early bird edition of Open Line starting at 8:35 here on KGGF.